This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. On Monday, we read from your emails. First, a bit of news to report from Alphaville. Last week, we interviewed the two candidates running for president in the Sims online game, and today we can offer congratulations to Mr. President. The incumbent defeated Ashley Richardson with 53% of the 880 votes that were cast. As for issues in the real world, we got a lot of email during our program on rising gas prices. Helen Altman from Washington, D.C., wrote that gas prices do indeed spike during the weekend, at least in Ohio. When I was visiting my mother in Cleveland at the end of February, my sister pointed this out to me. We took note, and sure enough, we waited till Monday morning and prices were back down across the board. Several listeners said they would be willing to pay higher taxes on gas. Stephen Boyer from St. Paul, Minnesota wrote, "For decades, Europeans have been paying 3 to 4 times what Americans pay for gas. So what did they get for their taxes? They have universal health care. We have 50 million people without it. They have fully developed, fast, and superbly efficient mass transit. We have cars and highways with cars barely moving." Sandy in Reno, Nevada, wrote in defense of gas-guzzling SUVs, "I live in a rural area where I need four-wheel drive, and I routinely use the cargo space. I'm frustrated by consistently being painted with the label of selfish and environmentally oblivious when I would gladly pay more to have a greener SUV. We should note that several such SUVs are in the works, including a hybrid version of the Ford Escape that's supposed to be available this summer." During our interview with Howard Gardner on his new book, Changing Minds, he referred to a novel by Ayn Rand, but listener Jim wrote in to say that he confused Atlas Shrugged with The Fountainhead. The former's chief protagonist is an inventor, John Galt, and the latter's chief protagonist is an architect, Howard Rourke. Thanks for that, Jim. And while Gardner argued that sudden changes of mind are relatively rare, Christine wrote to us from Akron, Ohio, about an epiphany. "In college, my future husband and I were making a chicken dinner when he said, 'If you love animals so much, why do you eat them?' A light bulb went on that started me thinking. 20 years later, we and our two children are still vegetarians." Greg Toltzman in Minneapolis wrote that society often rewards stagnant thinkers and ridicules those who change their minds. "I consider changing one's mind as an act of courage to grow, to expand one's thinking, to accept new information, and possibly admit we were mistaken." And finally, Russell McElroy was quite pleasantly surprised to hear our segment on Chilean poet Pablo Neruda. He wrote it might interest some Neruda fans out there that the band Rachels actually created an album which was inspired by Neruda's book of the same name, The Sea and the Bells. This is The Blue-Skinned Waltz from that 1996 album by Rachels. The words you'll hear are read by NPR arts producer Tom Cole from Neruda's poem, First Movement.
"Once I had so much, walking on my knees through the world. Here, naked, I have nothing more than the stark noon of the sea and one bell. They give me their voice to feel the pain and their warning to stop me. This happens to everybody. Space goes on. The sea lives. The bells exist."
If you have questions or comments, you can email us, totn@npr.org. Please include the topic of the show in the subject line. Tell us the city and state you're writing from, and if necessary, give us some guidance on how to pronounce your name.